It's saving on it, and I know that.
I guess some of them don't eat. I'm gonna go. Chris is saying remind her Friday night, and we'll try to come down here and she'll see if she can get it set right.
All right,
she knows
okay.
That.
Yeah, she knows more about this stuff than I do. So. Well, it could be worse. Could be 30 below zero.
We wouldn't be here.
That's what I'm saying. And you wouldn't even be here.
That's right.
So.
Well, it's supposed to be 22. It's either 22 or 25. It's been out.
But I ain't going to keep you past 10 tonight.
Oh, my. Do you be a player?
Come on. Okay.
You heard your wife,
didn't you? Yeah, I heard her. All right. Hold me. Okay, I know. She's warning me. Well.
She said you had to have a ride home tonight.
Yeah, I know it. Well, turn to the book of Luke, chapter 8, verses 26 through 30. Luke chapter 8 and verses 26. And it says in verse 26, and they arrived at the country of the Gadarene, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him of the city a certain man, which had devils long time, and wore no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and with a loud voice said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oft time it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters. And he brake the bands and was driven out of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. I want to look at the word tonight at the tomb, where it's talking about the tomb, the tombstone territory. We can see that where the Gadarene right here, he was living in sin. And no doubt, he was in the country, and he was in the graveyard. And he was bound with the devils. He wasn't bound with just one devil, but he was bound with devils. And this is a perfect type of a lost man's spiritual condition. Every sinner is dead in trespasses and sin. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, he do not, well, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 is talking about where we live. And we live a more abundantly. And not only that, that we can see where the Lord Jesus Christ is among the people today and then. We can see where it says over in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20, it says, "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." We are supposed to glorify God, and we are bought with a price. Well, with this Gadarene, this lost man right here, he was also bought with a price. And he is also supposed to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. And not only that, we are supposed to look unto him that lives within our soul today. Not the the salvation of the man who lives in a graveyard. His dreadful condition. We was in that condition one day. When you was lost and undone without God, you was just like this Gadarene right here. Yes, you was going around, and yes, you was naked. You was naked before the Lord God Almighty. But until we come to the notion, until we come to the place where God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost has convicted our soul, then we that live today that doesn't have the Lord, I believe there are people that is most miserable. That lost individual that's walking up and down the highway each and every day, that individual that's out here taking the drugs and snorting the drugs and putting it up his nose and everything, and taking a needle and putting it in their arm for the drugs that they need to be able to be able to live, basically is what they're saying. That they need drugs to live by. The only drug that I need to have the drug of the Lord Jesus Christ in my soul and running through my bloodstream. Now, when Jesus Christ, when he went to the cross and when he went to Calvary, he shed his blood that, yes, there's his blood may run through my own bloodstream. That's the only kind of addiction that I want to have. I want to have the addiction of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And like I said this past Sunday, or maybe a week ago, or sometime, that I said something that I don't like to be around people that will use the Lord's name in vain. I don't like to be around people that uses the Holy Spirit's name in a wrong way. I don't really like to be around people that just curse, even if they don't use the Lord's name in vain. I don't like that type of language. I don't like it kind of vulgar or nothing. But I'll tell you this. Now, at the place of business that I worked at, was at Danville Chrysler Plymouth. And the hardest individual that will come in and could talk like a drunken sailor would be women. They're not ladies, they're women. They will come in, and yes, and if you didn't do what they wanted you to do, they just soon curse you out right there. And they didn't mind it one bit. They didn't mind using four-letter words. They didn't mind it at all. And one day a lady come in and brought a husband's truck in, and he was he'd been in the hospital and got down. He couldn't hardly walk, and so he had an oil leak on his truck, and he had an appointment to bring it. Well, she brought him up there. She drove his truck, parked right there at the service desk. And I went out there and I started writing a ticket on the vehicle because I knew it was coming in. And we'd already ordered an engine for it. And we was going to put the new engine in it that day. But as soon as she come in, she started on me. She started on the supervisor. She started on all the mechanics. Using vulgar words. But when she used my Lord and my God Almighty, when she used their name, I said, wait a minute. You can say anything else you want to me, but my God in heaven has never done anything wrong against you. If anything, my God in heaven has blessed your soul today. And she said all of this and everything, damning God and all of this and everything. Saying, no, he ain't never blessed me. And I could have got into it. You know, he give us strength to come down out of that day. He gave us the fresh air to where she could be able to breathe. And then she wants to use his name in vain. And I told her, I says, if you don't quit, you're going to have to get somebody else to wait on you, because I'm not going to wait on you. I don't have to wait on you. I don't even have to speak to you no more. And then the first thing she does, she goes up and gets the owner of the company. And she tells the owner of the company that I told her this and I told her that and everything, that I won't talk to her no more and everything because of this and that and everything. Well, see, she didn't tell him the whole truth. And I told him. I said, Mr. Blackwell, I says, I know I work for you. I said, but this lady right here is damning my God, the one that saved me from hell. I don't have to take it. And he said, yes, you do. You've got to take it as long as you work here. I said, it's okay. I'll quit then. I ain't got to take it. And nobody should expect me to take the abuse that people can hand out to you. But you know the worst kind of abuse that I ever had? Is church-going people. I said church-going people. I didn't say anything about a Christian. Christians won't use God's name in vain. Because I honestly believe if a Christian uses God's name in vain right there, it don't make no difference where they at. They can be in the mall. They can be in the middle of Riverside Drive. And they're going to flop right to the knees on the ground. Because how can you do something like that? But people ought to do it all the time. And that was the kind of life that I was living. That was the kind of life that we were, one time, all of us were living. We so preacher, I never did use God's name in vain. I never did curse. No, But you're still lost, won't you? In God's sight, there's no difference. There's no little sin, there's no big sin. Sin is sin in God's book. S-I-N. Sin. I was a sinner. And I was in the middle of sin. For my own natural being. S-I-N. Sin. And that's the same way with this Gadarene right here. He was in sin. He had the devil. And you know, I think more and more today that we see where people today are possessing the devil more and more today than we ever have before in the past. How many people that you know of that, don't get me wrong, and I'm not saying that they don't have no medical condition or something like that. But this Gadarene is the same, speaking about the same thing as an individual that is, what's the word I want to use, Shelby? You know the word. I can't say it. I can't pronounce it. It's where you got inward thoughts. Your mind is playing tricks on you.
Depression.
With depression and all of that. But no. Delusions. And well, in the book of Revelation speaks about delusions. But what is it?
Forgetfulness, I think that's what we got.
I know it's what I got right now. No. Well, let's forget about that right now. But it says right here in verse 30, it says, and Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? And the Gadarene said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. Thought I had it. But the dreadful condition that we can get in, we can get back in that same condition if we don't watch it. If we get out of church, if you've been in church a long time, if you're saved by the grace of God, and someone in the church hurts your feelings, and you say, well, I ain't going back down there no more. If you don't watch it, you can get in that position just like your Gadarene did. Even though this Gadarene right here was lost, the individual today, they may not be lost if they get the feelings hurt in church. But if they get out of church, they're going to be people that's miserable. They're going to be most miserable. And I don't know if anybody else that could be most miserable than somebody serving God. Serving God. Being at the church services each time the doors are open. But now they got all kinds of excuses today. They say, well, somebody in the church said something, it hurt my feelings. We ain't supposed to wear our feelings on our shoulders anyhow. Because that didn't hurt your feelings. What happened was, you hurt God's feelings. You hurt God because you got out of church. So many people today does not even realize the last time that they've had a conversation with the Lord Jesus Christ and with God the Father. I'm talking about a conversation. I'm not just talking about one of these bedtime prayers. Bless mama, bless daddy. When we pray, I catch my own self praying sometimes, and I don't mean to, but I notice too that it looks like the first 10 or 15 minutes of my prayer, and I get to the point I'm praying about the things that surround me, the things that surpasses me, things that I need, or the things that I would like to do. But then the Lord will come in and he says, "You remember the day that I saved you? Hallelujah." And then praise God. Hey, I've been, I'm going to say something right here. I know Shelby's going to get all of them afterwards, but it's all right. I'll be going down the highway and I can by myself and I can be a talking and I can be a praying. I can be talking to my Lord, my Savior. Somebody asked me, said, "Well, what do you mean? You driving down the highway with your head bowed and your eyes closed?" I said, "No." No. And what, don't say anything. You got to bow your head and you got to close your eyes and all of that. But yes, I've been down the highway. I've been in an old car of mine, an old pickup I used to have. I'd be riding an old pickup, and I get to talking to God. And I'd be thanking God about this and thanking God about that for this and that and everything. Then the next thing I know, hallelujah, he's done spoke to me about something. And I just lift both hands up. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah. People going by me in any automobiles and everything. Here I am up there waving my hands. And they think, well, I reckon he's driving with his feet. I reckon. But hey, I want to ask you something. And I'm sincere right now. I'm sincere with this. How many of you tonight are glad that Jesus saved your soul when he came to you? Don't you think he's worthy to be praised? Don't you think he's worthy to be lifted up on high? See, if he can't get no praise out of the church, he gonna get praise out of them trees out there. I noticed the other day, I believe it was yesterday, might have been either Monday or yesterday, one or the other. I looked outside, I was in my study, and I looked out the back window back out. I noticed the trees back there, pine trees back there, just to move. Because the wind was blowing. See, I couldn't see the wind, but I could see the effect of the wind. That same way with the Holy Spirit. I can't see the Holy Spirit, neither can you. But we can see the effect of the Holy Spirit. And thank God that we can have that. The effect of the Holy Spirit.
And I don't know if that by y'all, but I just love just to praise my Lord. Not because of anything that I've done, but because of everything He's done for me. He's done so much for me. I can't thank Him enough. This Gadarene, he left home because he was losing his mind. He was having, the devil was in his mind, the devil was talking to him, telling him this and that and everything. So he just left his home. Doesn't say anything about if he had a family or not. But I'm gonna share it with you this way. I believe he had a wife that loved him. I believe he had children that also loved him. And I believe he loved them also. That's the reason he left, because he did not want to harm them. He did not want to harm them. But they in the graveyard, the Lord Jesus Christ, through the precious, precious Holy Spirit, came by and touched his soul. And it says over there in the other part of the book, the other part of the chapters and everything, it's talking about where the devils had fled from him. Why? Why did the devil flee from him? Why does the devil flee from us? Because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he lives within our soul. He lives within our heart. And if he's on you one day and everything, and don't never get upset. Don't never get upset because the devil is riding your back. Don't never get upset about that. Praise the Lord for it. Because once the devil gets on your back, it's because he's trying to get you away from God. Because see, as long as the devil's working on you, you've got to be doing something right for God. And there are so many people today are not doing anything right for God. They want it their way and their way only. They'll come into the house of God and they'll sit down and they'll sit down and you can see the expression in their face and say, "Well, God, I'm here. Now you go on with the service. Now, God, here I am. Now you bless me if you can." With that kind of attitude, God would never bless them. Not in the way that God would like to bless them. Yes, God will bless them in the air that He allows them to breathe. Why does He do that? So He's given them another opportunity to come back to the house of God, where the Holy Spirit's going to start working on it. Where the Holy Spirit can start working on it. I tell you, it's good to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And this, in closing, this Gadarene right here, he went back home. He went back home to see his family. He went back home to see his wife and his children. But see, when he got home, as soon as she opened the door, she knew that he was not
the old man that she used to know. He was a new creature, saved by the grace of God. Is every head bowed, every eye closed, everyone stand? I'm gonna ask you a question. Is anyone here tonight? I know each one of you. I've heard you, your testimony and stuff like that. But I know that also, even with the testimony that I hear, that I've heard, I don't know your heart. But God does. Would you be willing to step out tonight? Even though I know it's 5 minutes by five, 6 minutes past eight. And it may seem a little chilly in here. But it may be because something that tonight you need from the Lord. That you need the Lord to do something for you. For you personally, if you're one of them, you step out and you come. We're going to sing one verse, one stanza. But you come. No one comes only after the first stanza, then we'll dismiss and go home.